from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Every year, buzzwords enter the American lexicon, like octomom or crowdsourcing. Next year, range anxiety may top the list. It's the fear of being stranded in an electric car because the battery is run out. The first mass-produced electric vehicles for sale in the United States, the Nissan Leaf and the Chevy Volt, are being released over the next few months. Several more plug-in cars are expected to roll out in another year. But what's missing are places to charge up.
All right, you have a 100-amp main service.
Marty Young is with L.A.-based AeroVironment. He's opening the electric panel on the side of my house in Oakland so he can work up a price quote for a home charging station.
Standard installation would be...
With my old Honda's days numbered, I have been thinking of taking the leap and buying an electric car. Drivers are expected to do most of their charging where they spend the most time, usually at home or at work. I could plug a car like Nissan's 100-mile range all-electric Leaf into any socket in my home. But Young says that would take about 20 hours for a full charge. He says a dedicated 220-volt line would be better. That's the kind your clothes dryer runs on.
The level 2 charging dock is the, 6 to 8 hour charge that'll fill your car up every night.
For a cost of about $3, the price of 1 gallon of gas, I can get a discounted rate from PG&E if I charge overnight. I own my house, although I don't have access to a garage. But it turns out I can put a charging dock in my driveway.
It could be mounted outdoor, and you can actually use it, the car
in
the driveway.
It can be outside?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So I won't electrocute myself in, the rain or something?
No. The great thing about the charging dock is that the power is off to this cord until it is plugged into the car and latched in the car, and then the car's communicating with the device to give power to the car.
AeroVironment's charging dock, which is the size of a large Frisbee with a cord and pump, would set me back about $2,500 with installation. As an early adopter, I might be able to get some help from federal tax credits and my local air district. The bad news is there's only a few charging stations up and running now around the Bay Area, around the country for that matter, and that's a big problem. Richard Lowenthal is the CEO of Coulomb Technologies near San Jose, which makes and sells charging stations. Coulomb is giving away some of its charging docks. It's all in an effort to jumpstart the electric car market.
It's a $37 million program, funded in part by a $15 million stimulus grant from the Department of Energy. With that program, we'll be rolling out 4,600 free charging stations across the United States in 9 different regions.
The Bay Area is one of those regions, but a driver would have to buy a car that Coulomb is working with, in this case the Chevy Volt. I caught up with Lowenthal outside the Electric Power Research Institute in Palo Alto, one of the few places that actually has a charging dock for public use. Lowenthal takes a small pistol pump out of a sleek-looking charging dock and plugs it into his limited-release electric Mini.
Pretty soon you'll hear a clack. That clack is turning on the vehicle and bringing the electricity to the vehicle.
Just like a gas station, Lowenthal says any electric vehicle can use any charging station, thanks to an agreement to have a standardized plug. Drivers would either join a charging network or call a toll-free number on a charging dock to give their credit card information.
So I can charge my Mini on this, you can charge a Leaf on it, you can charge a Chevy Volt on it, or a Ford Transit Connect or the Smart vehicle.
Well, we're not quite there yet, at least not until there are many more charging stations around the country. But charging companies are optimistic, and they have big plans. San Francisco-based Ecotality is getting $100,000 from the Department of Energy to roll out its wireless smart chargers called Blinks. Ecotality, in partnership with Nissan, will be providing 15,000 public and private chargers in 16 cities, thanks to a grant from the Department of Energy. The network will include high-speed chargers, which could rev up a car like the all-electric Leaf in less than 30 minutes.
You may charge at the convenience store where you normally used to get your gas, but more likely you're going to charge at a Walgreens, at a Starbucks, or one of these commercial locations that you go to in the normal course of your day to spend 15 minutes.
Jonathan Reed is CEO of Ecotality. He thinks fast chargers will revolutionize the electric drive.
It untethers you from your garage. you'll be able to know where they are. You'll be able to see all of these locations. You'll be able to make reservations for a charger, and you'll be able to understand and have the psychological freedom knowing that you're never more than a quarter of a mile from a charge station in major metropolitan areas.
Commercial high-speed chargers will be making their debut in key cities around the country in January. How do you get a charging dock or join a wireless smart charging network? Learn more on our website, kqed.org/quest. There, you can also find out about the Bay Area's first Green Car Expo. I'm Andrea Kissick, KQED News.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Dirk and Charlene Cabsonell Foundation.